Never in my life have I seen anything like this. Have you all seen the Looney Tunes-ass video that's going viral of Russia accidentally blowing up one of their own oil silos with a failed air defense missile after years and years of launching a brutal war against the Ukrainian people, their way of life, their identity, their sovereignty, and everything else? Russia is now getting a taste of its own medicine. The airspace was closed down in Moscow, and there is black rain falling on the people of Moscow due to this oil refinery being blown up. I don't know how else to say this, but I don't feel bad. I think war is inherently bad and should always stop, but when Ukraine has been fighting for its literal existence for years and years and years, and they finally find an end to reciprocate and to scare Moscow, scare Putin, scare the Kremlin and the people of Russia, I think it is absolutely justified. The United States should be showing more strength on the global stage, but we currently have a president who, as Vad Wexler says, gets a narcissistic supply from Vladimir Putin. He looks up to Vladimir Putin. He gets almost an adrenaline rush when he gets attention from these authoritarian dictators because Trump himself would like to be one. I want to walk through the series of events that happened, from Russia striking a 1,000-year-old cathedral in Ukraine to Ukraine then responding directly into Moscow. It's nice to see Ukraine finally flipping the table, or, you know, flipping the cards for once, after years and years of grim, brutal warfare with the United States teetering back and forth. You know, Biden was very much so in favor of sending weapons, and then Trump and Vance basically screamed at Zelensky in the Oval Office. After all of this, we are finally seeing some progress, and Ukraine is doing better than they have in years. Make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed, and let's break down the progress in this war, starting off with this video right here. This is the Looney Tunes asking it. Never in my life have I seen something like this. They're calling this the UFO blast for obvious reasons. Not because there's an actual UFO involved, but just look what happens to this oil refinery. And to make matters even funnier, this was a failed Russian defense missile. This was not even a Ukraine strike. It was a failed strike from Russia. Look at this. After this, we had headlines that there was literal, you know, black rain falling down on Moscow after Ukraine's largest strikes yet. Of course, that directly wasn't from Ukraine, but this was all set off about 4 to 5 days ago when Russia struck a cathedral that was historic in Ukraine, killing 11 people and setting the cathedral ablaze. It points out how 11 people were killed, and the 11th century Dormition Cathedral was significantly damaged in what Ukrainian Prime Minister Yulia called a brutal assault on our people and our heritage. This is why it was important for Ukraine to reciprocate, and that led to a video like this. It says, from now on, it's called the Moscow Smoke Plant, not the refinery. Look at this video right here. They also had to close down the airspace over Moscow. Flipping of events, flipping the table on the Russians who have been waging this war, who have been disappearing tens of thousands of Ukrainian children, and who, you know, are continuing to throw people into the meat. That is essentially the Russian strategy in this war. The sovereignty of our allies, not only at home, but abroad, are very, very important. And even though Ukraine is not a NATO ally, Russia is currently encroaching on their territory, trying to gain more and more. Years ago, and the United States has honestly been too weak on the global stage to fight back. Our allies over in Europe are currently being disrespected by Donald Trump, as he is an asshole, as he's more supportive of Russia at times. I mean, I even want to show you this clip of Giorgia Meloni from this morning. The Prime Minister of Italy had to come out and reprimand Trump, give him a little slap on the wrist, because Donald Trump was giving this weird-ass interview, and he said to Italian media that Giorgia Meloni was begging for a photo with him. So she comes out and she refutes that and even says, why are you so accommodating towards our enemies?
So certain things deserve...
This is dubbed with English, by the way. We put English over this.
So certain things deserve an immediate response. Donald Trump's statements are completely made up. I am frankly appalled. I don't know why the President of the United States behaves this way with his own allies. It's not the first time this has happened, after all. I can only say it's a shame he doesn't show the same determination with the enemies of the West, with the enemies of the United States, with leaders with whom instead he proves to be much more accommodating. But there is one thing he must remember. Italy and I never beg.
Very, very well said. I want to point out, a lot of people on the right, and even in my comment section, will say something like, NATO caused the Russia invasion of Ukraine by provoking Russia. I find that to be the most bullshit argument ever. First of all, any country that joins NATO does it due to their own will. It's not that NATO is going around invading countries. It's that countries see that Russia is a threat and countries decide to willingly join NATO. Secondly, anything less than total domination of Eastern Europe would be seen as a threat to Vladimir Putin. In other words, the very existence of NATO as an entity is a threat to Vladimir Putin. Any country joining NATO is a threat in Vladimir Putin's eyes. He perceives it that way because his goal is total domination over Europe. So then you have two competing visions. Should we go for Vladimir Putin's goal of total domination over all of Europe and the restoration of the Soviet Union? Or should we go for a democratic alliance in which countries can willingly join and then be protected by each other? What's the real provocation here? For real, what is the real provocation? It's Vladimir Putin trying to invade all of its neighboring countries. Vladimir Putin has invaded Georgia. He's invaded Crimea. He then invaded Ukraine proper. It's so incredibly obvious. And now it's nice to see Russia get a taste of its own medicine. Here's Jay in Kyiv saying, ladies and gentlemen, this is the most protected airspace in Russia. This is what it looks like. Wow. Sometimes people on the left will say, why are you pro-war? Why are you supporting Ukraine in this war? I'm not pro-war. I'm pro-sovereignty and pro-self-defense. I want Ukraine to have sovereign borders. I don't want Russia to be encroaching on the territory in the same exact way that I find it despicable when Israel encroaches on the territory of Gaza or invades them or starves them or slaughters people in Gaza, or when their settlements in the West Bank take the sovereignty away from Palestinians there. I find it to be incredibly, equally disgusting, and I think we should be bringing attention to both of them. As this is happening in Ukraine and Russia, as this war is, you know, continuing to spark and break out, Donald Trump is being dog-walked by Israel. As Israel strikes into the heart of Beirut and kills both citizens and people in Hezbollah, Donald Trump is desperately trying to find an off-ramp to the Iran war. So Ben-Gavir this morning sends out a post, and he's basically saying that they are not going to respect any U.S. peace deal or ceasefire. We are losing respect among all countries around the world whenever we let Israel dog walk us while we push away Italy for some reason. What did Italy do? Remember when Trump threatened 25% tariffs on all of Europe if they didn't give us Greenland? Remember when Donald Trump threatened tariffs on Norway if they didn't give him a Nobel Peace Prize? It's absurd. Volodymyr Zelensky said himself on these strikes, last night, our long-range sanctions once again reached the Moscow region. For the second time this week, the Moscow oil refinery was hit. Targets were also struck in the Rostov region and in temporarily occupied territories of Ukraine. Thank you. Temporarily occupied. In Trump's world, he was going to concede some of this territory before the negotiations even started. He says, this is a fully justified response to Russian attacks on our cities and communities, and another important result of our warriors' work against facilities that sustain Russia's war machine. He then says, in recent days, all of our partners have noted the precision and effectiveness of our mid-range strikes and long-range sanctions. It is time the war ended, and Russia must take the necessary steps in diplomacy. Here are more videos of the UFO getting blown off. I also want to talk about Iran for one moment because, honestly, the entire world is on fire right now. Donald Trump promised no new wars, but we're now at a point where Russia is still trying to F with Ukraine and striking their cathedrals, killing citizens, and then Ukraine directly and surgically only targets oil refineries and facilities. Russia had to impose major airspace restrictions around Moscow at the very same time this memorandum of understanding between the United States and Iran is getting blown up. Like, literally, things are blowing up. Right now, it seems like the IRGC has told ships in the Strait of Hormuz that it's closed again. Take a listen. They're saying, since Israel's withdrawal from Lebanon and the complete lifting of the naval blockade and the withdrawal of American terrorist forces from the Persian Gulf and the region are among the main conditions of the agreement between Iran and the United States, the Strait of Hormuz will remain closed until these two conditions are met. All ships are ordered not to approach the Strait of Hormuz for their own safety and health. Any vessel that defies this order will be targeted. Donald Trump then sent out a Truth Social post, basically conceding. He said, "We didn't meet out of desperation. Iran did. They are finished. We'll play out the 60 days. They get no money, not 10 cents." I can't tell which situation is worse. The $300 billion that Donald Trump was trying to pressure our Gulf allies into giving Iran, that would be pretty bad. Or the fact that Donald Trump is now just pulling out of any sort of memorandum. This isn't even a deal. It is a memorandum of understanding, which neither side understands, that will potentially lead to a ceasefire for 60 days. And at the end of those 60 days, we may have another memorandum that could lead to a peace deal. Like, it's all just an absolute mess, but it doesn't matter. When Iran realizes that they can just close the Strait of Hormuz whenever they want and have ultimate leverage over the United States, then there's nothing we can do about it. That is the situation we are in. Donald Trump is in over his head, and Iran is going to keep perpetually stringing him along. It's like when you have $100 attached to a string in those cartoons, like to talk about Looney Tunes again, and they're pulling the string with the $100. Donald Trump is so desperate to get this deal that he's running along and following the string. But the problem is, Iran is able to use that to get more and more and more concessions. At the same time, Israel is claiming they just signed a ceasefire with Hezbollah or with Lebanon proper. But Ben-Gvir is currently on social media saying this: "For every tear of an Israeli mother, 1,000 Lebanese mothers must weep, all of Lebanon must burn. With all due respect to the Americans," so he's basically taking a jab at the potential deal right here, "Israel must make it clear to the entire world that the blood of our sons and the security of our citizens are not forfeit. All of Lebanon must burn." Dude, Ben-Gvir is like the Vladimir Putin of Israel. I mean, it could be Netanyahu as well, but the way Ben-Gvir posts these demonic, insanely evil social media messages is wild. He then repeats, "I told the prime minister in our private meetings, for every tear of an Israeli mother, 1,000 Lebanese mothers must weep." These are the types of actors that we're dealing with on the global stage, and it sucks to say, our president isn't much better. He's not much helpful. Just yesterday, I was at the opening of the Obama Presidential Library, and I was able to hear multiple prior people speak. I mean, prior presidents and first ladies. Obama spoke, Michelle Obama spoke, even Joe Biden spoke for a moment, and it was just such a return to civility, a return to normalcy. They were talking about an America that's better, where people come together with strong institutions that create harmony. Just so much better than whatever BS Donald Trump is spewing, whatever charitability Donald Trump is constantly giving to Ben-Gvir, Netanyahu, and Vladimir Putin. It needs to end. We need to push back. I love you all. I will see you all in the next video, and peace out.